There's really nothing new about the crisis at our southern border. Global migration has been a serious issue for decades, and the numbers are only increasing. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews three books that just might help you make some sense of it all. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I've been through what felt like a college course on immigration via three books I listened to for my Kirkus audio column. I began with poet Richard Blanco's warm, funny memoir of growing up gay in a Cuban immigrant family in the 1970s and 80s, The Prince of Los Cucuyos. Blanco is a wonderful storyteller, and narrator Adi Cabral works magic with the Spanish-accented voices Blanco evokes. Dislocated farmer abuelo, homophobic but loving abuela, Shelley Malibu driving papa, tote bag toting mama, and a handsome boy named Ariel, whose family arrived on the Mariel boat lift and who becomes Ricky's first crush. The hilarious, poignant episodes have a myth-making energy that recalls both 70s sitcoms and Angela's Ashes, with vignettes depicting a Cuban sangiving turkey dinner, abuelo's valiant attempt to raise livestock on a suburban block, and a visit to Disney World in the Malibu to see Ricky's hero, El Ratoncito Miguel. The family's experience with Florida police troopers, while tinged with xenophobia, lingered in my mind as a vestige of a gentler world as I immersed myself in the next two titles. With both presidential candidates and seemingly most of the country now taking anti-asylum, pro-deportation stances, Jonathan Blitzer's Everyone Who Is Gone Is Here, The United States, Central America, and the Making of a Crisis should be required reading. Starting his story with the U.S. interventions in Central America in the 70s and 80s, i.e., propping up strongmen, arming murderers, and facilitating genocides, Blitzer traces the roots of the tragedy we are living through today. It's heartbreaking, infuriating, and grim, putting the terrors of Trump's immigration policy into depressing context, since every president since Carter has seemingly just made the situation worse. Blitzer weaves in the stories of individuals like Juan Romagosa, a med student tortured by El Salvadoran soldiers, Keldi, a Honduran lay pastor who was one of the first separated from her children on the border, and Lucrecia Mack, whose activist mother was murdered by Guatemalan government goons when she was a teenager. Clearly, it's not light reading, but it's a very important book. Beginning with a fire that destroyed a notorious refugee camp on the Isle of Lesbos in 2020, Lauren Markham's Map of Future Ruins, On Borders and Belonging, combines personal storytelling and cultural criticism with detailed reporting on, quote, the hundreds of thousands and then millions of people from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East who fled their own homes in search of the safety of Europe, washing up waterlogged, desperate, and sometimes dead on Greece's shores. As she unfurls the story of the hapless Afghan teenagers convicted of arson in what can barely be described as a trial, Markham weaves in travelogue describing her own expeditions through the countryside in search of her family's roots, aware that even the hairiest of these episodes are relief from the stark terror of pushback, a practice where Greek authorities purposely maroon would-be migrants at sea. She muses on the role of Greece in Western iconography and right-wing propaganda, often rooted in apocrypha.
The books are The Prince of Los Cucuyos by Richard Blanco, Everyone Who Is Gone Is Here by Jonathan Blitzer, and A Map of Future Ruins by Lauren Markham. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.